Well, with 14,000 government jobs slashed since the LNP came to power in government, tensions between the state government and the public service are running high. Yesterday, unions launched a constitutional challenge to new laws, which they claim remove job security for the state's 200,000 public servants. And today, voting begins on the latest enterprise offer from the government, which also removes some job security provisions. From Brisbane, Cathy Van Extel reports.
Thank you for calling your union. Your call is important to us, as is your job security. Take a stand against the destructive cuts to government services and the ideological attacks on your hard-won job security by voting no to the government's offer.
That's the advice from the Together Union to the state's 55,000 public servants, who from today will be voting on the government's offer for the latest enterprise agreement covering employees in the core departments. The point of contention: the removal of job security.
The notion of permanency underpins the Westminster model, and they're seeking to remove it from collective bargaining agreements, but also to remove it from any notion within the public sector. Part of that's about the job cuts, which they've instituted over the last 6 months. But in addition to that, what it's about is a longer-term removal of any concept of a permanent, independent, apolitical public service within Queensland.
Together Union Secretary Alex Scott expects the government's offer will be rejected.
We're expecting a very high turnout and a very high no vote. And what we'll see in the coming weeks, when the decision is announced just before Christmas, is, we believe, an overwhelming rejection of the attack on the public sector in terms of its employment security and in relation to the notion of a Westminster model of government.
The Newman government's already amended the Public Service Act to remove job security for all public sector employees except police in existing enterprise agreements. It also removed no outsourcing clauses. Yesterday, the Together Union and the Australian Workers Union challenged the constitutionality of those law changes in the Court of Appeal. It's not only the unions, though, who are concerned about the potential for further politicisation of the public sector. Political commentator Paul Williams, a senior lecturer in policy and journalism at Griffith University, has accused the government of abusing the parliamentary process in its haste to introduce the contentious legislation that he says destroys the spirit of a Westminster public service. He says the changes are significant for two reasons.
One is the fact that the way that they were introduced through the Parliament, and they really were railroaded through the Parliament in a matter of 5 hours. It did go to a committee, and the committee recommended no changes to the proposed legislation, which is really quite unusual, I think, for a committee to recommend that the legislation be passed forthwith without any amendments whatsoever. And on a second level, it's really critical, these changes, in the sense that it does change our understanding of what the public service is and does. And it seems to turn on its head a 1.5 centuries old convention going back to the 1850s in Britain, the Northcote Trevelyan Report, which really gave permanency to public servants after, of course, they traded off things such as the inability to speak publicly on policy matters.
The government has put this in the framework of its efficiency drive, that it needs these changes because it needs a more flexible public service. Is that a valid argument?
No, I don't think it is at all. I mean, there's really no link between removing a permanency clause and really the ability to enlarge or shrink a public service. We've seen government shrink public services before at federal and state level without removing this permanency clause.
Graham Orr, a professor of law at the University of Queensland, says the government's turning its back on industrial democracy.
Well, it means, in fact, that the government is saying, because we're the government, we're there to protect the general public interest, we are in a kind of authoritarian position. We can undo agreements that were made by ourselves or a previous government, and that goes against the idea of industrial democracy, as well as the idea of freedom of agreements and agreements being binding.
So what we have now, in effect, in Queensland is a different approach to public service compared to private sector employees?
Different to private sector employees, but it's also different to the way the public service is run, say, at the Commonwealth level. If you go back to the Reith government, they moved towards a system based upon enterprise bargaining without that kind of very traditional 19th century idea that the Crown is the ultimate power and can tell public servants what to do.
On the face of it, it looks attractive to a government, but what are the dangers there?
Deep principles of industrial democracy, but also even deeper in a way, the principle of freedom of contract, where agreements once settled should be binding on the parties concerned. I mean, there's always a tension in the government. It does have a role to play in ensuring their budgets are sound and so on. And when they're the employer of a big workforce like the public service, that's a lot to juggle. But the usual principle would be you go and renegotiate the conditions into the future. You don't just unilaterally revoke some of the protections that employees would currently have. What we're seeing is really a North American model where conservative governments in Canada and places like Wisconsin have recently gone down similar paths.
So is the Newman government setting a precedent for other jurisdictions? The CPSU, which covers federal public servants, says it's paying close attention to what's happening in Queensland and in other states where there have been large job cuts to the public sector. It says it's campaigning against job cuts in the federal sector and is concerned if there's a change in government, those measures could be replicated by a coalition government which has promised to make deep cuts to the public service. Professor Graham Orr doubts similar changes would be made on the federal level, but he believes some states might follow suit.
I don't think it's going to change the way things happen in Canberra, but it may influence some of the other states if the other states want to get at the public service unions or if they face significant budgetary difficulty.
And let's face it, which of them don't? Professor Graham Orr from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Cathy Van Exdell. And RN Breakfast did seek comment from the Queensland government. A spokeswoman for the Attorney General said he wouldn't comment on a case that's before the courts. And also, following accusations of nepotism and a lack of transparency within the Newman government, we had some reports on that last week, the Queensland Premier's diary will now be released publicly online from next week. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 21 minutes past 8.